Taiwan Special, episode 3 for the week. Okay, I got a little question here. Someone's going to say that I'm accusing President Trump. I'm not accusing President Trump, but I would like to have a little explanation here. President Trump says that Xi Jinping is his good friend. Now, China has murdered over 200,000, I don't know if they're Muslims. They're people on the outskirts, and those outskirt border provinces that don't like Chinese and don't speak Mandarin and they don't want anything to do with China. They just, China took them over because it's either the Himalayas or the Kunlun Mountains, and so they couldn't run over. So, you know, China's pretty much expanded its territory all the way to the Kunlun Mountains, up to Mongolia, and to the Himalayas. It's pretty much, I mean, those are kind of the borders, if you wonder why China is shaped the way it is. You know, they went up, they took everything up to the mountains. So you've got all these people. China's killing. Xi Jinping is killing. They send him to the hospital, and then they harvest their, they kill him, and they harvest their organs. 200,000 people. That's just one little thing we know of. You know, in America, they debate abortion. For decades, aborted human babies have been a culinary delicacy in China. I'm going to leave the big words at that. Yes, I said that. Yeah. So I don't think you'll find too many pro-choicers in America that are in favor of that. So however you want to look at this, China's a terrible, evil country with a mass murderous president, Xi Jinping, and those before him. There's like 5 of the leaders in China from before are wanted for human rights violations by international courts, and China won't cooperate. Kim Jong-un, same thing. The death camps, in the market, the sale of quote unquote special meat. The murder of Kim Jong-un's half brother, his illegitimate half brother. Now we know as a CIA informant, these are murderers, Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping. So I'm not attacking the president. And in fact, I've got 2 explanations before I say this. I want you to know this. But I'm curious about this. Why is it that President Trump, and I've, of course, I've got a question for the liberals. This is more of a question for the liberals. How come they haven't asked this question? President Trump says that these mass murderers, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un, are good friends. Oh, I have a great relationship with them. And it's the best. They send me beautiful letters. And we have a great relationship. And I get letters from them that are beautiful. And our relationship is great. Why is he such good friends with these mass murderers? How does that work? Well, here's a couple explanations. And I've got a bigger question. This is, how come the left hasn't asked this question? See, the left wants us to think that they think about stuff, but did they think about this? Okay. I think when Trump says he's friends with them, I think he's saying, one, that he really is good at diplomacy and negotiation. And if you can get along with Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un and the devil and those guys, then it proves that the Democrats are wrong, that you actually can get along with people. Okay, all right, you know, that's one thing. It, you know, he's trying his best to get along with the devil and the devil's friends. Okay, so he really is a good negotiator after all. Okay, all right, okay. So I get that. The second thing is, when he says that they're his friends, Is he trying to say that he's giving them a chance? Is he trying to say that he's giving them an opportunity to behave well? Is that what he means? He's giving them the benefit of the doubt? Is that what that is? Okay, all right. That's just a thought that I had. Trump says, yeah, my good friend Xi Jinping, we're, you know, we have a, yeah, You know, I think the fact that the country just, there's not an uproar about this. You don't see headlines about that stuff on Drudge, on Fox, on CNN, on CNBC. You don't see people complaining about Trump saying that he's such a good friend with these mass murderers. Why don't we see complaint about that? Why doesn't America have outcry about that? I just provided a good explanation. I think he's trying to be diplomatic and get along with people. But the country should have a problem with that, and the country doesn't. And I think, you're listening to Jesse here. Well, hopefully you're talking back. That's why I have these pauses here, right? You know, okay, you know, so you can talk back, right? Okay, so we're talking here. think piece. We in America are too focused on get along talk. Why is there no outcry when Trump says he gets along with mass murderers? I think it's because we have taught ourselves that the gospel, the good news, the evangel of saying nice things is so important. If Trump comes along and he says, yeah, I get along with these mass murderers, and we just don't care about the mass murder part. We just hear the term get along. Oh, it's like our eyes glaze over, our brains turned off. Oh, he said good friend. Oh, he said get along. Oh, that's good. You know, I don't think that we really think about the important things in life because we've been brainwashed with this idea that we have to always get along with people. That's the fact that Trump can say, again, I think he's saying it for good reason. I don't think he means that he likes what they do. I think it proves the Democrats wrong. Trump does know how to negotiate with people. I think that I think that it shows that Trump is willing to reach out and that he's willing to listen, give people the benefit of the doubt. That's good. It's understandable. But someone should at least object anyway. Even though it's good, someone should complain about Trump talking this way. And the fact that no one has tells me that we are morally deprived because, you know, I mean, aborted human fetuses are on the menu in restaurants, literally, in China. It's a delicacy. And they've killed 200,000 Muslims by harvesting their organs. And Kim Jong-un and the human rights problems in North Korea, okay, those. And we are glad if Trump can manage a negotiation. Wow. See you next week.